This is a rare instance post-World War II that a member of Germany's military has been convicted of plotting a terror attack. Former Lieutenant Franco Albrecht was sentenced to 5.5 years in prison on Friday.
I am satisfied with the verdict. Despite the sentence being slightly reduced, I see it as an important victory in the fight against right-wing extremism, racism, and anti-Semitism in Germany.
Prosecutors argued he was a far-right extremist who planned to attack prominent politicians and public figures, all while living a double life as a registered Syrian refugee. And his aim was to shift policies on refugees to, quote, preserve the German nation. Albrecht said he impersonated a Christian from Damascus to show how easy it was to claim asylum in Germany and receive government subsidies, and that he stockpiled weapons to protect his family in the event of a war with Russia or China. The case has highlighted the threat of far-right radicalism in the German military.
For many years, in fact decades, we did not look closely enough. That has now changed. This is proven by the increase in the number of suspected cases reported by the military counterintelligence service and the number of people removed from their jobs.
But this critic says the government is failing to address the full scope of the problem.
They don't do enough. They can do more. For example, to rethink what is left with respect to the clearing up of the NSU network, who did murder serious against Turkish people. And they didn't do it.
The government says they'll continue to monitor thousands of members of far-right networks, saying they're the biggest threat facing Germany. Natasha Ganeim, Al Jazeera.